Australia.
Since then, we have our own charter, and we're one of the founding members of the Toronto School of Theology in the University of Toronto's Douglas Drexler. So now they get their, simultaneously, they get an ecclesiastical degree and a University of Toronto degree. So you might, for the same work, you might carry 2 degrees from it. Now, I'm too early for all that. Yeah. So I have a strong affection for St. Mary's. They asked me for money, and I'm just, see, we have a vow of poverty, and we turn all our money in. And since I have been, I've had one real stroke and a whole series of small ones since I'm just living on alms of the community that I live in, I hadn't felt that I could ask them for money for that, so I don't contribute any money. But I get asked. They always are very understanding. They're not pushy, the ones that... I didn't, when I taught here, I got no salary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we taught for nothing. And we also, now later on, there, I don't know, perhaps about 30 years ago, the Jesuits came in, I think, in 1940 or 1941. I forgot which exact date. And from then until about 20 years, they all taught free of charge. Now we got a room and board, and people were very good to us. But I don't feel that I at the present time. There was a time they never asked us for it at all. Now they're asking their grandmothers practically for their buried grandmothers for money. So I have a warm, like I have, I can't say this anywhere, but I have a strong, quite an affection for St. Evex, but not as much as for St. Mary's. I spent 4 years in St. Evex, and I was 3 years here, but then I taught here 2 years, and then I've been living with people who have been working at St. Mary's. So I have a, that's about all I can say on that.
I've asked all my questions, but did you have anything to add that I didn't ask you about?
Well, I suppose, first of all, I think I would not be too interested that any of this be used as against my name.
Oh, certainly not.
You know, I don't think, at the present moment, I'm not participating in... I haven't said an external mass since October the 1st. That's the last time I had a stroke and had to be taken off to the hospital. Mm-hmm. But so that I haven't been taking part in anything, and I don't feel that I want to be inserted in any public kind of thing, since I'm not asserting myself ordinarily.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the priests' meetings that they have, I don't attend them anymore. I attend the ones that we have inside our own house, but not externally.
Mm-hmm. Well, mostly the interviews are just going to be used just to gain a flavor for St. Mary's. No one wants to say that this certain person said this. They just want to more say, oh, well, you know, we interviewed 10 people, and 10 people said that the Irish Christian Brothers were really good teachers.
Yeah.
Like, that's sort of more...
Yeah. They were good teachers in one sense and not good teachers in another. They've taught you prepared you for exams. They were good instructors.
Mm-hmm.
They prepared for exams, but I'm not sure that they helped us that much to think.
They drilled you, did they?
They were drilled. Yes, they drilled. They were very good for. I didn't know the difference then, but I wouldn't have taught the way that they taught. I taught in Newfoundland for a year, and they wanted me to do what the brothers were doing across town. And then, for example, when I taught English, they would want you to to set out your interpretation of every single poem, of every single short story, etc., etc., etc. But I wouldn't do any of that stuff. But the brothers did do that. Yeah. And I had one of the classes I taught over there was the hardest one I ever had. Although when I taught here, I had one that was pretty hard too. I had 54 in the classroom, and I had to be as tough as anything. But I didn't sock them, except one, my cousin. He hit my cousin across the face, and he had florid skin, and my finger marks were there. You could see them right in his face for hours afterwards. And then he sauced me one time, and then he sauced me again. I hit him on the other side of the face. He was a... when I heard his soul story, I was sorry that I'd ever done it, because he was a resident student at Border. As I said over the phone, I just have a general memory. I don't have any details. Now, I can't blame my stroke for that. My stroke is... makes it difficult for me in present memory more than memory way back then.
Well, you've told me some things I haven't heard before, so that was interesting. Yeah. Especially about the building not being finished here and teaching with all the construction going on. Neat.
Well, I can remember one time a fellow from Halifax, to a Jesuit from Halifax, he says, this chemistry book says that, throw it out the window. The student threw the window. The windows weren't in there. Weren't there, so he threw it out the window.
Oh, my goodness.
It's funnier still if I could tell you what his name was, but I won't.
We just need the story. We don't need the name. Okay, well, I'll turn this off then.